السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444. We present to you our report back of last week's activities, and the title is Our Trip to Balfour. Alhamdulillah, the morning program is picking up very well. More and more non-Muslims and Muslims obviously are listening. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and praise Allah first and foremost. This is the barakah wasila of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the trustees of Radio Al-Ansar International. Allah Ta'ala reward them in this world the year after, and the capital group Haji Muhammad Ikhlas obviously for sponsoring all those programs. Thereafter, mashallah, the tafsir is going well, and now we have 1 1/4 Jews left for the noble Quran. Thrice we completed the Quran, so make dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala accepts it, and we complete the Quran Sharif, and then we can send it out to all parts of the world in the English translation, so it'll be easy for people in their leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. They can listen to it, and with the podcast, it makes life very, very easy. Thereafter, the Q&A is still our flagship program with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And then Tuesday, mashallah, we have Tuesday, Wednesday, the bliss of marriage. And there we have to thank our Sirius FM, mashallah, Brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal. So that also is picking up momentum, and more people are tuning in. Tuesday evening, we had visitors, mashallah, my wife's nephew and them just returned from Umrah. So I wanted to know what's really happening. So they slept here on Tuesday night, and I made the tafsir also very short because I wanted to spend more time with them, with Hafiz Ali Muhammad of Komatipur and so forth. So his wife, his children, all of them went. So mashallah, they came and they gave us the history, geography, everything. What are the new things happening there, and what challenges the people face. So it was very, very good, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's umrah, everybody's yara to Medina Munawwara, and never look at your pocket. See, I sent out Mohan Yunus Patel Rahimullah's clip in the weekend. He had 5 rand in his pocket, but he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah. Allah made the means to him for Hajj. So always speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah, and Allah will make decisions in our favor through His grace and mercy. And then on Wednesday, mashallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib will come back now in this week, inshallah. So we'll start going back there to Zakaria. So mashallah, so I started preparing for our trip now to Balfour, Heidelberg, Nigel, all that, you know. So making this arrangement, that arrangement, so all that got done. Then Thursday, mashallah, we had our fiqh program with Mawaz Ahid Khan, Ila. And that is like a new term, not a famous term. When the husband tells his wife he will not fulfill his conjugal relationship with her and so forth. Just today, a person sent a message to me. He told me that 4 years he and his wife, they haven't touched one another and so forth. Is the nikah valid? Is a person I know. So I tell him, no, your nikah is valid. Now, they, everybody got their own problem. So remember, so in those cases there the nikah is valid, this is you take an oath and so forth. So we sent out the podcast. Then Thursday afternoon we had visitors from London, mashallah. So you know we had my wife's family there, the many relatives of theirs there. So when we went, we used to go visit some of them here and there and so forth. Some are in Leicester, some are there in London, some are here, there. So now they came here, so they said they want to visit us, and it was very good to ask them what's really happening there and so forth, so on. I got so engrossed, Brother Iqbal. He came, mashallah, from central London, you know. And then I forgot about, I must go to the barber also, to Bilal Panoli and Baya Akram and Shafiq and them. So when they left, so I was tired, I said, let me go sleep. Then afterwards, Thursday night, I realized I didn't go. So Friday, we had to leave for Balfour, so I made arrangement with my brother here, Suleiman Esop, whose news you hear, mashallah. So all that, so I told him, okay, you must be here, 9:30, we will leave, and so forth. So I told him, first stop, go by Bilal Panoli. So just quickly, that by hair and everything, there's hardly any hair, but anyway. So we quickly, then 20 to 10, quarter to 10, we left. So I told him, Suleiman, that now you better step on the gas, you know. So you better press now. These roads here, there's no traps, nothing. So mashallah, quarter to 11, 10 to 11, we entered Balfour. So right through his highway, and then Heidelberg to Balfour, that is the back road we go through. So these roads we know from very young age, that the nearest places for us from Heidelberg, where I was born, is Nigel, and we used to say in those days 9-10 miles, and then Balfour we used to say 18 miles, meaning 18-20 miles, you come from house to house. So basically that is a distance. So the first stop we went there to our brother Ziyad Suleiman. Now Ziyad Suleiman, his father is Suleiman. So our Hafiz Ali is married to his daughter. So they from Khrelingstad. Those of you who don't know Khrelingstad, when you travel between Balfour and Stenerton, so there is Khrelingstad. Allah Ta'ala give my mother Jannatul Firdaus. She used to tell me that this daughter of Suleiman, you know, that was now Hafiz Ali's wife, say Bo Sari Chokriyai. My mother, she knew that she was very good in these things. So I said, yeah, you know, I think we must get our Hafiz Ali, get married to her. So that's how they got married, mashallah. Mashallah, they got three sons, all of them becoming Hafiz, Ulama, and so forth. Allah Ta'ala make them kamiyab and successful. The, my father-in-law and them, mashallah, very pious people, mother-in-law. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. 10 sons and 1 daughter. So 5 sons are alive, 5 passed away. Allah make easy for them, also grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, so we went there, and you know, the first thing is all tea and whatever else is there. And I told him, me, I have to get the phone connected, all that, because Balfour, everything doesn't work there. You know, MTN don't work properly, and I don't know what. So Jazakallah khair to our brother Suleiman Esop, he had Cell C, so that started working properly to listen to the khutbah. And then opposite there, mashallah, Brother Ziyad's place, so there they were digging there in the opposite house. So his house they're extending, so the builders were busy, and the opposite they were digging for borehole. So I was very interested. I was saying, how much they charge? He said, per meter they charge 1,000 rand. So if they go 100 meters down, 100,000 rand. So I don't know if they found, by the time we were there till then, I don't think they found water there. But anyway, that's the way you'll have to go now with our new normal, new South Africa, you know. That electricity problem, water problem, petrol problem, everything is going up again in November. So already they're telling us we must be prepared. So Allah have mercy on us. Daily we have to beg Allah alone. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, it was his khutbah, and he spoke about Ghazawi from Gaza. So his forefathers, great-grandfather and them came from there. So I met him also, young imam, and you know, he stays a little bit on the outskirts of Makkah, thin person. So mashallah, then he delivered the khutbah, and I told them, you know what, me, I have to translate same time, I can't wait for Salat, we'll play the Salat afterwards. Because it was so hot and all that, and humid, so I must take a bath and shower because freshen up properly. So before the Jummah. So anyway, it was spoke about Tawbah, Istighfar. He made one tonight, mentioned one tonight incidents. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, there was a person, he drank alcohol. But now he knew he was in serious problems, so he left Medina, went away somewhere, like ran away. Sayyidina Umar saw this person is missing. He asked, where is this person? They said, no, he drank khamar, alcohol, he ran away now. Sayyidina Umar himself wrote the letter to him and, you know, said, Min Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu alayhi. and told him, don't you read the Quran? غَافِرِ الزَّمْ Allah Jalla Wala is forgiving of the vices and sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ Allah is very severe in his punishment. رِتَوْلِ Almighty Allah has all the power to do so. So he sent somebody, he said, you know where he gone, so give him this letter and so forth, and told the Sahaba Tabi'in were there, make dua for him. Lo and behold, that person received that letter and he read it. He made sincere tawbah, he came back. So see, Allah Ta'ala accepts, we all are sinners, remember that. Then in time of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was going somewhere, he heard one person, Zazan. Zazan had a beautiful golden voice and he was singing music and songs and what have you. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Allah forbid, now look at this person. Allah gave him golden voice, he go use it in haram. So let us tell him about reciting Quran, reading the Quran Sharif by hearting, memorizing. So mashallah, then he became the big waliullah, the big qari, the big sheikh, and from his children and carried on. So that is all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we must never say that this person won't change that person. We don't know when Allah Ta'ala special mercy comes, the person can change. But that does not mean that when people continue with vices, we must just keep quiet. That's a big mistake we make. How? Amal bil ma'ruf, commanding good is compulsory. Nahi anil munkar, to forbid the evil also is compulsory. Remember that. So that was, then we went for Jummah. I took shower and then I went, mashallah. Then for Jummah, I told Ziyad that he's the secretary or some official there. So I told him, you know what, just bring the azan 5 minutes earlier. He told me it's 25 past 12. I told him, no, make 20 past and then we can read the sunnats, and then half past 12, 12:30 I will start. So mashallah, as we entered the masjid, the azan was on. So when we parked the car, I noticed things were very different there. In the masjid, I found the turf and the lawn and all that very impressive. You know that ready-made lawn you get there? So that was there. I entered the masjid. I see that all the musallas are shining, everything glittering. You know, just few months, I think 2-3 months ago they put it. And then I looked up, I see the roof and everything refurbished and all. So anyway, some people met me, because Balfour, we know everybody, half 3/4 of the people, my family also. So anyway, so then after that I spoke. So mashallah, by the time we ended, I see the masjid is full, lot of foreigners there also. So the first 15 minutes or so, I spoke of Rabiul Awwal, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the migration, then Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the Master alayhi salam, and the farewell advices. Then I said, let me take you around the world and tell you what's really happening. Then we started Saudi Arabia. See how they're locking up the ulama and the imams and so forth. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, 10 years. Sheikh Basfar, the Biqari, there, 12 years. Sheikh Nasir Umar, 30 years. So all crazy. So therefore, we need to know, I said it openly there, MBS is murtad. Go to Dubai, they're telling the people to worship cows there now. So imagine pakka mushriks and idol worshippers, you know. So all this just to cut deals with India and all these things here. They sold the whole dunya and the whole akhirat. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah, Quran says. Then you go and see what is happening in Palestine. We all know the Zulam oppression by the Jutlas. What is happening in India and so forth. So many problems for the Muslims. Then we come to our country, and I was telling them, you live in Balfour, but so many of you are leaving Balfour, going to Houghton, Kensington and this place, and you want to come. But remember that the chances of falling into fitna in these places is much greater compared to Balfour is a one horse town, you know, so small place. But you see, when you come to the bigger centers, then you might think that things are very good, but the chances of now our daughters, our sons, what they can get involved in. Allah alone protect us. Then I asked Hafiz Yusuf Kala's brother Ahmed Kala, while I was speaking, I said, this masjid here, your father, Haji Wali Kala, He went to fetch Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, our Sheikh, our first Ustad and Sheikh of our whole family. We used to call him Mamaji. I said that he went, and this was this masjid. Which year was this? When they built the masjid, and Mamaji, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, came, Haji Wali Kala went to fetch. He said 1959. So you got the history there now. So this masjid in Balfour, remember Group Areas Act, they stayed quiet. There, nothing harmed them. So mashallah, that under apartheid they stayed there, under democracy they still staying there. Now there's different thing, they're moving out. So that masjid from 1959 till now, and mashallah, the brothers, sisters, children, whoever contributed, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. But then I told them in Mehman something, you know, there I speak a lot of Mehman in my lecture, because 80%, 70% they know Mehman. I say masjid mein jo hai kariya yo bahut saro hai mage bahut gamyo pan bara jo bhi karja. You see, I told them that now your masjid, I see everything tip top man condition, but you see there at the back, your muazzin's quarters, your bathroom, toilet, all that, make sure all that also up to date. It mustn't happen that, you know, the non-Muslims, that sometimes they just worry of the outside, and then they put the spray and the spray and this. Our Muslims also sometimes behave like that. But inside is all mixed up. So in Afrikaans, they got a nice saying, you know, Peter Blank Benestunk, you know, that outside we want to shine, but inside we don't not clean. So I was speaking about istinja, that how Islam gave us that, you see, when we go to relieve ourselves. So after urinating, defecating, Muslim, male, female, child, you must use water. It's compulsory. So that is Islam. We have to show the world all this, not what they believe in and what they say and so forth. So anyway, that for half an hour I spoke, and then the khutbah, that Imam Sahib said I must make, then he made the salat. And then after that, I take it a bit long and all that. By the time I came out, most of the people were gone. There was some family of mine. Then I saw one brother there that I could make out is a Saudi brother with his red scarf and so forth. So I spoke to him. So he's telling me, khutbah jamila, very nice khutbah you gave and so forth. And but I don't know whether he understood English or he was speaking about the Arabic khutbah. So anyway, then I just told him, no, that this is my family and so forth and so on and all that and so. Then some of my students I've met there also, they were there in Jamaat, Sheikh Jamil and all of them, they studied in Darul Uloom and some other ulama. Allah Ta'ala reward them, mashallah, they're going out. He said they're going out 4 months in Jamaat. So I always say, 100 years plus minus, if you take Islamic calendar, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who started this work there in Delhi, Mewat, and see where and where the work has gone throughout the whole world. So there's nothing, no way in the world people can say that this Maulana, this Mufti Sahib, this Hazrat, this person, this Sheikh, and Darul Uloom did so much work like the Tabligh Jamaat. No. You have to be fair, you have to, don't look at things with a jaundiced eye. I travel many parts of the world, and we saw what the Tabligh Jamaat did. So excellent work. Yes, you get some people, they make mistakes. That's a difference. We all make mistakes. So anyway, after that was a nice, healthy, hearty lunch, sumptuous lunch, akni and so forth and so on. So wonderful, Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Ziyad Suleiman and his father, and mashallah, our Ziyad's wife and children, and the two sons are becoming Hafiz. Every day they travel from Balfour to Heidelberg. They go study day in the madrasa, day in Darul Uloom, day in Heidelberg. So excellent. When the parents got the fikr, then a lot of things happened, you know, in life, mashallah. Then I took permission, I said, now we have to start. So then from there we went to the graveyard, Suleiman and myself. So I was explaining, Suleiman, you see, this is my father, my grandfather, my father's father, my dada, his grave. He passed away in 1933. He was a strong person, you know. So Ziyad's father, Suleiman, was explaining our Suleiman Aesop, that this man, his name Osman Hussein, my father Ismail, my grandfather Osman Hussein. He say he used to go by train from Kreidingstad, Johannesburg, this, that, and then buy all the stuff for the shop. From Kreidingstad to Villiers, he would walk at night, 40, 50 kilos. Nighttime, carry all the luggage, everything, you know, alone. And it was big in size. So this I know, they all tell me I resemble him. You know, tall, strong, and so forth. But we can't carry, we'll collapse, obviously. So these were people, nobody would trouble him, because he gave one shot, we finished up, you know, tough, strong person, mashallah. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. My uncle Bamli Kaka, Ibrahim Kaka, used to say, his father, our dada, that he can't remember anything. He was just 11, 12 months old. So remember this, because he was like, you know, dada passed away, grandfather passed away 33, and Bamli Kaka was born in 32. So like that it happened. So that is how he always tell me that. And then Ma, that is my daddy Ma, she passed away in our house. I know I was doing heaves that time. And then my father and them woke me up and come, read Surah Yasin. She was, mashallah, very, very sharp lady, you know, 69 she passed away. Very beautiful, fair in complexion, green eyes and blue, and you know, sometimes you think the color of her eyes are also changing. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Then many uncles there, Abdul Kaka and Jusa Kaka, all my uncles there, all passed away on a Friday, and then Ibrahim Sharif Noor. So our Ibrahim, mashallah, who can forget him? A man in a million, his parents there. We made dua all for all of them, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So Suleiman also tell me, you got a lot of cousins here, you know. I said, yeah, half of them who passed away are my family, you know, I think. So anyway, so but now I see the graveyard has gone very big, mashallah, but we make dua for everybody. From there we came to Heidelberg. First stop, graveyard. So we went there to my parents' grave, and I see it started drizzling a little bit, but then it stopped. So then we went there, first my mother, then my father, my brothers, brother-in-law, all of them. So there I get very emotional when I go there, because we can't forget what our parents did for us, you know. If you just go rewind in life, and me, I was not an ordinary child, I was mastan, you know, real naughty guy, spoiled like you can't believe, because I'm last born, you know. So the, everything I wanted, they just say, yeah, it's all right, and all that. But now you start thinking how much musty, how noisy, how naughty we were, but the parents, they are love, you know. So at least minimum make dua, always remember that. And then, mashallah, from there, you know, meet the family, mashallah. I'm like the grandfather now, so both my brothers passed away. So I went to my brother Ahmad Rashid's place, so he passed away in 2013. So now his grandchildren, godchildren now. So you must remember that. So Maulana Mahmood is there. So mashallah, he's got his two flowers there. Small Umayma is there, small Muhammad is there. So we play with them a little bit, they get happy and so forth, you know. So the two flowers. Hours. Then from there I go to my other brother's house, Abdul Ghaffar. He passed away 2002. So they also now is the grandchildren. So you must remember their children. So like that. So now his son Muhammad, now Muhammad's children. So like that. MashaAllah. So he's got now four children. So two sons, two daughters. So all four, all blue eyes, green eyes also. So all of them excited, you know. They very come there. Opa came, like, you know. Dada came. So that. Well, I just spent about 10-15 minutes there. Then I went to meet Muhammad, he's in town. Then went to town masjid. I like to read Salat in our Heidelberg town masjid. It's very historic. The second oldest masjid in Transvaal. You must study all this. South Africa's oldest masjid, 1794, there in Cape Town, 200 years before democracy. Oldest masjid in Durban, Grey Street Masjid, then West Street Masjid. Transvaal, oldest masjid, Kirk Street Masjid. And then second, our Heidelberg. People from Balfour, Nigel, Feinachan, they used to come there to read Salat. So we read Asr Salat there, Suleiman and myself. I met the Muazzin, gave him radio also. There also in Balfour we gave. They're very happy, mashallah. Then from there, I contacted Babu Suleiman and Adam. I told him I'll be there. And so 5 o'clock exactly, we came there. And they were closing shop. And so I told him, I read Asr. So where are you all reading? You all read? He said, no. I said, go read all Asr. And then we go graveyard. So lo and behold, you see this Monday today. So today, Haji Yusuf Arbi passed away. Now is Janaza now, 2:30 Janaza. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, there in Carolina. So last week, 12 o'clock, our sister, that Abdul Karim, his wife got murdered and so forth. So it's our family. So Monday, Rabiul Awwal, she passed away, a martyr. See, when we went to the graveyard, something ajeeb, you know, strange. Then we just enter, I see it's drizzling. So I tell him, no, drizzle, no drizzle, we must go make dua. So we went right there, by the graveyard and by the grave, and we made long dua, everything. Allah give a Jannatul Firdaus. So mashallah, and then we came back. So on the way back, we read Salat in Winchester, Maghrib Salat. I always wanted to read Salat there, but I don't know all the roads, you know. So the Suleiman and them, they sharpshooters. So we went there. So we after that nice masjid, Winchester, and then we came back, mashallah. So this was Friday. Then Saturday now is, you know, family time and all this. And then Sunday is our Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So alhamdulillah, there was very good 3 graveyards we visited. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, and always make dua. Allah Ta'ala take us with Iman and Islam. Okay, now what will happen? That were 2:30 to 3, Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 3:30, 3:35, repeat of this morning's Q&A. Thereafter, Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Dawood Siddat, 4 to 5, Mufti Khanpuri, that will be in Urdu, the lecture, the advices. Then 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of Surah Qiyamah, chapter 75, verses 1 to 10. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, the Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz. 10 to 11, Urdu lecture by Sheikh Sayyid Hifzur Rahman. So wonderful lecture. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.